Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Yom Daf Nun Amud Bet, continuing with our analysis of the status of the Par Yom HaKippurim of Aharon, whether it's a Korban Yachid, Gufa, Bayu Rabbi Elazar, the Divrei Omer Par Yom HaKippurim Korban Yachid. If you hold that it's a Korban Yachid, and we saw that it might be Korban Sibur or Korban Shutfin of all the Kohanim, Oseh Tmura or Eino Oseh Tmura. If you were to make a tmura from it onto another animal, would it work? So, Mike Rebaile, what's he asking? Because, after all, Ibatar Makti Shazlinan, Ibatamit Kaparazlinan. He's asking, essentially, does tmura follow the status of the animal vis-a-vis the one who is Maktishit, in which case it's a Yachid, or vis-a-vis the ones who are getting Kapara, which is the Tzibur or the Shutafim of the Kohanim? So the answer to that is already well documented in Masachet Tmura Pshita Debata Mitkaper Azlinan. Te'amar Be'avar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Makdish Mosif Chomesh." If the person who is Makdish an item and wants to redeem it, he's the one who has to add a Chomesh. Va'mitkaper Oseh Betmura. But it's the one who gets Kapara for the Korban. He's the one who is the owner vis-a-vis Tmura. V'atoy Mishelo Ashal Chaver Otovat Hanah Shelo. If you take Truma to include somebody else's stuff, you get to choose which coin to give it to. Okay? Point is, Amit Kapero said about Tmura. So, Leolam Pshito said about Amit Kapero is Linen. Of course, he knows that Rabbi Yochanan's ruling. Vachikam Vaile, his question is, Hechala Kohanim Mikviyut Amit Kapri or Dilma Bekufya Amit Kapri? The question is, how do the other Kohanim get Kaparat? Is it with the animal itself? In which case, it's now a Korban of Shutafim, which means you can't make a Tmura because only Korban Yachid. So a kufya mit kapra, really the kufya means floating, meaning is the kapara kind of floating above it, and it's not really the animal that's bringing the kapara, and that's what he's asking. Whether the mit kapar here is the Kohen Gadol or the Kohanim. Toshma, so let's see. Chomer mi bazevach mi batmura, v'chomer tmura mi bazevach. So we have this braita, it's a Toseftin Tmura, that a regular Korban, which Korban we're talking about is a good question, is more severe than a Tmura, and a Tmura is more severe than a Korban. Just a reminder that a Tmura, which I pointed out as the note in the first note on the handout, is to take a prohibition, the Torah has it twice at the end of Vayikra, to take a Korban and to be Mamir, to transfer its Kedusha to another animal. Both of them are Kodesh, but there's a lot of Tmura, but it only works, meaning the transfer only works under certain conditions, as stipulated in the beginning of Masachet Tmura. So now, Chomer Bazevach, how is a Zevach more Chamor? A Zevach Noeg B'Yachid Kibat Tzibur. A Zevach could be that of an individual or of the Tzibur, as opposed to Tmura, which only applies to Korban Yachid. V'doche et HaShabbat. And a Zevach is done on Shabbat, V'et HaTuma, in spite of Tuma, V'yoseh Tmura, and it can make a Tmura. Masha'en can be Tmura. Tmura has none of those. Chomer be Tmura, mivazevach. On the flip, Shatmura chal abalmum kavua. Let's say that you have a Tmura from a regular Korban and you transfer it to an animal that's a balmum kavua. Nonetheless, it works, unlike regular Hektish. Ve'ena yotza l'chul in the gazez v'le'aved. When you redeem such an animal, it is now not fully chulin, such that it can be shorn or worked. Masha'en can be zevach, unlike a zevach that does. Now, that's the brighter. Hi Zevach Echidami. What is the Zevach that's being contrasted with the Tmura? Ile Midiachid, if it's a Korban Yachid, so Midachi Shabbat Vituma. A Korban Yachid is not Toche Shabbat or Tuma. Ela the Tzibur must be a Korban Tzibur, that's Toche Shabbat and Tuma. But Mi Oseh Tmura. In the list you said that a Zevach is Oseh Tmura, and a Tmura is not Oseh Tmura. But there's no single Zevach that fits all those criteria. El Lav the Par. It must be talking about the Par Aharon HaKohen. Dochet HaShabbat HaTuma Dekvi Alei Zman, as we saw in the previous podcast, it's Dochet HaShabbat HaTuma because it has a set time. Ve'oseh Tmura, why the Korban Yachidu? Because it is a Korban Yachid, which tells us that it's a fully Korban Yachid, and the Kohanim are not mitkaper as a result of this Korban itself, and only the only mitkapers are is the Kohen Gadol, and that settles the issue. So Avshay Shetlo, not necessarily, Be'elo Shel Aharon. We have to remember that there's two animals that Aharon, or the Kohen Gadol, has to supply for Yom Kippur. One is the par that's under discussion, and one is the ayal le'ola. That ayal is a clear korban yachid, it's his own korban. And that must be the one that's being referenced here as the zavach. Hachinam mistabra, it makes sense. Yisakadai tach the parom, t'murai the par, shabbat v'tumahu de lo dach, yaha b'chol makri mikrov karva? Now wait a second. We said that the the tmurah is unlike the zevach. If you think the zevach that being referred to is the par of Aaron, its tmurah is not brought on Shabbat or dochet tumah, but it's not even brought on chol at all. Why? Because it's a chatat. The base korban is a chatat, and tmurat chatat meita. That's a clear mishnah. In Mi'ilah, the five chataot meitot include tmurat chatat. Ha tmurat chatat, tmurat chatat lemita azla. Which means if you took the par of the Kohen Gadol, and if you were able to make a tmura, that tmura would be one that died. So it is not effective to make a tmura from that. So therefore the referent in our brayta cannot be the par. Lo le'olam paro, we're going to reject Rav Sheshet and say it is the par. My tmura, shame tmura. It means it can make tmura in general, even though it won't work in this particular case. Meaning a zevach can do that. Well, the minute you're going to say that, yachi zevach nami, shame zevach. So then zevach could just be in general, which means some zvachim are doche Shabbat and tuma, and some zvachim make tmura, etc. But we don't mean a specific animal. So shame zevach loktani. Shame tmura, meaning a tmura as an event, we'll mention. Shem Zevach, meaning that we're referring to just all korbanot and mix and match as it fits, that we don't do. How do we know it? Imai. The end of the Braita. Shem Zevach, if you think Zevach just means in general, generic Zevach, then Vayika Bechor Maaser Dechalin Al Kavua. Let's say that the Bechor born is a Baal Mum Kavua. Its Kedusha falls on it, which means that a Zevach could be a Baal Mum Kavua. And a Maaser also. Remember, we have things that we do with them. The Maaser Behema you eat at home, the Bechor you give to the Kohen, but the Kedusha is Chal on it. Right? Ella, Shem Zevach Loktani. We don't say Zevach as a generic, and you see that from the end of the Braita, because otherwise it would not have been true to say that a Zevach is not Chal on, on Baal Mum Kavua. So, Umayishna. So why is it that we're willing to say Shem Tmura, meaning Tmura as a generic category, but not Shem Zevach? The answer is, Tmura, Shem Tmura Achati. There's only, Tmura is one thing. Zevach, Ika Bechor, Ika Maaser. There's all sorts of Zevachim, including those that happen by designation, those that happen by, if you will, a lottery, and those that happen by birth. And so therefore, you can't really talk about Shem Zevach. Now, Ul Rav Sheshet, let's go back to Rav Sheshet. He says that the Zevach that's referred to in the Braita is Aharon's Ayil. Why don't we just call it the Korban Pesach? To Dochet HaShabbat V'Tatumah, because it has a set time. And it does make a tmura, so it fits the bill perfectly. The answer is kasavra in shochtem pesach al yachid. We had this machloket in Psachim about whether shochtin at the pesach al hayachid, where you can have a single owner of the pesach. If you hold that ain shochtin at pesach al hayachid, then and that would mean, of course, the part of the issue is whether the achila is part of the mitzvah, meaning you have to have enough people for it. Ein shochtin pesach layachid, that means it's by definition not a korban yachid, so it doesn't fit the bill. V'nokme bepesach sheni, but pesach sheni certainly is slaughtered for yachid. So midachi tuma, then it doesn't fit the bill because we do not bring the pesach sheni if you're tamei. So Ravuna Bredu of Yeshua the Rava, Betana Maishta Pesach Dekari Le Korban Yachid, Maishta Chagiga Dekari Le Korban Sibur. So wait a second, why would you call the Pesach a Korban Yachid, but we call the Chagiga, which is also brought by families, a Korban Sibur? We saw that earlier. Because it comes with a lot of people together, Pesach Namiati Bichnufia. Same thing about Pesach. Remember the descriptions in Psachim about the huge groups that came. So the answer is Ika Pesach Sheni La'at Bichnufia. Pesach is called a Korban Yachid because Pesach Sheni is brought with very few people. So Malayim Ken Yeh Dochet HaShabbat V'Tatuma. So if that's the case, then Pesach Sheni should be Dochem the Shabbat and be brought B'Tuma, which we just said it's not. Amalein, Kamanda Mardechi. We have a mandamer that says you bring Pesach Sheni on Shabbat and Betumah. Tanya, Pesach Sheni Dochet Shabbat Venu Dochet HaTumah. That's Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Dochet HaTumah. It's brought Betumah. So my Tamar Tanakama. Why does Tanakama say it's not brought Betumah? Amalachab Ne Tumah Dechito. Why do you have Pesach Sheni? Because he was Tamei Pesach Rishon. V'yaseh b'tumah. So what's the point of bringing it now b'tumah? Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lecha Amar Kra, k'choch chukat ha-Pesach yasu oto. Rabbi Yehuda says, what does it say about Pesach Sheni? Do it exactly like Pesach Rishon. Meaning, Pesach Rishon is brought if everybody's tameh, so afilu b'tumah. And we're talking about a case where all the Kohanim, a more majority of the Kohanim, and majority of Am Yisrael are Tmeim, which is why it's brought b'tumah. Not that the individual is Tameh. Now, HaTorah zero alav lasoto b'tara lo zachaya senu b'tumah. How does Rabbi Yehuda read the psukim? The Torah wants you to bring it b'tahara, but if not, to bring it b'tumah. Now, typically, the asher lo amar rachmana. Let's go back to our original question of Rabbi Lazar, whether or not the Kohen Gadol can make a tmurah. After all, the Torah refers to that animal as asher lo, which means it belongs to him. Rachman shelo mevi, which means it's a korban yachid. It should be able to bring tmurah, make a tmurah. Tanya asher lo mishelo mevi v'lo mishel tzibur. It's his own money. I understand that the tzibur really has nothing to do with it because it's kapara only for the kohanim, but maybe the kohanim can make a fund and collect the bite. Maybe the kohen gadol can get it from them. Therefore the Torah says asher lo means it has to really be his. Maybe he can't bring mishalach kohanim or mishal tzibur, but if he did, it's kasher. Asher lo, it says it twice. And what's the rule in Zvachim? Anytime it says a rule twice, shana katu alav lakev. It's saying a second time to make it indispensable and vital. And therefore, if he does go ahead and brings the par purchased by the tzibur, by the kohanim, it's pasul. But let's ask a question. How can the Kohanim achieve kapara through it if they haven't bought into it? The answer is that the property of the Kohen Gadol, the Torah has sort of given to the Kohanim. So that would be in Rabbi Lazar's question, that the Torah then took this animal that the Kohen Gadol brought and made it the property of all the Kohanim, which means now, as a Korban Shutfin, or perhaps Korban Sibur of some sorts, it cannot be made into a Tmurah. It cannot effectively generate Tmurah. Okay, the next Mishnah. Hayam alech b'ichal ad shmagia levein shtei haparochot. Now the Kohen Gadol is actually walking in. He's walking in with the Ketoret, and he would walk into the Heichal, and many of the Gemarot have maps and diagrams of where everything was, until he would get to the two parochot that divide between Kodesh and Kodesh Kodashim. There's one amav space between them. Rabbi Yosi Amar Lo Hayta Sham LaParochet Achat Bilvad. No, there's only one parochet. In the Torah it says the parochet in the singular will divide between the kodesh and the kodesh kodeshim. Now Shapar Kamalu Rabbi Yosi Rabbanan. Rabbi Yosi quoted a pasuk very well. How would they answer? Rabbanan Amri Lachani Mili B'Mishkan. That was in the Mishkan. Mikdash Sheni came into Lohave Amatraksin. Since there was not that one ama of built wall between the kodesh and kodesh kodeshim, therefore there were two parochot. Simply, the rabbi said there was an amatraksin in the first mikdash, but we don't know if it was considered to be part of the kedusha of kodesh kodesh kodeshim or of the kodesh. Therefore, they made two parochot with an amah in the middle of this safek area. Now, let's see about it. Tana rabbanan, bein hamizbeach lamenorah hayamehalech. When he would walk through the mikdash, he would walk into the mikdash, and right in front of him is mizbeach. Now, he is walking west, which means to his left is the menorah, which is on the south side, and on his right is the shulchan. But keep in mind, as I put in the notes, that there are 10 menorot in there besides the regular menorah, and 10 shulchanot in there on the north side besides the regular shulchan, that Shlomo added those. So now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, ben Mizbeach v'la menorah yemelech, he would go to the left and walk between the Mizbeach and the menorah. He would walk to the right of the Mizbeach between the Shulchan and the Mizbeach. Some say Ben Shulchan the Kotel. He would walk further to the right, further to the north, between the Shulchan and the Kotel. Who's that? It's Rabbi Yosi Damar Pitcha Batzafonka. He says the opening into the Mishkan was on the north side. It wasn't in the middle. Rabbi Yehuda said it was, of course, on the south side, and that's why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he would walk on the south side between the Mizbeach and the Menorah. A mayor command sphere. What's a mayor's position? He could be a sphere. If he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Nagel Rabbi Yehuda, he should go in like Rabbi Yehuda on the south side. He could be Yossi sphere. If it's according to Rabbi Yossi, Nagel Rabbi Yossi, he should go in like Rabbi Yossi between the Shulchan and the wall. So the answer is the only Rabbi Yossi sphere. He certainly holds like Rabbi Yossi, it's on the north side. His position is that the Shulchanot that were added in were put on a north-south axis, which means they go all the way up until the wall. And so therefore, with Ayale, there's no way to walk between the wall and Shulchan. There's no space. Perhaps they were laid east-west, so they're all in the same line, going from the far end to the close end, to the entrance. And there was a space. But it's not nice because the Shechina to walk in that way, kind of against the wall. Rabbi Yossi has this general statement that says, or kind of symbolic statement, that look how much Am Yisrael is beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't need a shaliach like a malach, but the HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to their tefillah, and therefore the Kohen Gadol doesn't have to walk through all sorts of sideways. He can walk straight from the door, straight to the parochet. Now on the other side, why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda say he should go between the menorah and the kotel? Why between the menorah and the mizbeach? The answer is meshachimane, because there's lots of soot there, and his clothes will get darkened. I'm Rabbi Natan. Back to the amatraksin. Amatraksin lo echriya bo chachamim kelefrim ikal achutz. They're not sure if it belonged to the kodesh kedoshim or to the kodesh. Matkev avina maitama. I don't understand why. Ilem mishum dichtiv abayit hashebara melech shlom aladonai shishim ama or kov esim rochbo shloshim ama komato. Give us the dimensions of the Beit HaMikdash of Shlomo. 40 amot was the length of the Heichal. And the Kodesh Kodoshim was 20 by 20 by 20. We don't know if the Amatraksim was part of the 20 or part of the 40. Maybe it's part of neither, meaning the Torah doesn't count it. The Torah is just counting space and not walls, and there's a thick wall. Because you'll notice that at least the Mishnah only mentions Amatraksin when it mentions walls. We have the Mishnah Midot. It's 100 cubed, the Mikdash. Kotel Ulam Chamesh, the wall to the Ulam is 5. Ulam Achatasre, the Ulam itself is 11 wide, 11 long. Kotel Haichal Sheish, this is deep. Kotel Haichal Sheish. And you see the diagrams that have all of this. And that's where the Amatraksin is mentioned in the context of the thickness of walls. But maybe the Psukim don't mention it at all because it's a wall and not a space. The answer is that the status, could he be on the inside or could be on the outside? We're going to find out that he's got a few names. And he says that's why he asked the question about this pasuk. How to read the pasuk? Meaning there or dilma. Maybe the dvir is on the inside, and therefore we don't understand where the amatraksin is. Mimasafkale, since when do we have a problem with reading this pasuk? And the problem is really how to parse the pasuk, because depending where you would put the breaks, that would then define what's on the inside, what's on the outside. Mimasafkale, since when do you have that problem? Vatanya Isi ben Yehud Omer. Chamesh mikrot b'Torah in la'mechriya. There's 5 psukim in the Torah that cannot be determined what they mean because we don't know where the break is. Se'et in the pasuk that said to Kayin, im teitiv se'et v'im lo teitiv la'patachat roveitz. So is it halo im teitiv se'et v'im lo teitiv? Where do you put the se'et? Can you bear it or can you not bear it? Mishukadim, in the description of the menorah, what is Mishukadim? The Gvi'im or the Kaftorim? Machar, famously in the Pasuk about Yoshua going up, is Yoshua supposed to go up tomorrow, or tomorrow Moshe is going up to the top of the mountain? Sorry, so Yoshua go to fight Machar tomorrow, or is Moshe going to the top of the mountain tomorrow? Arur, which is in the deathbed will given to Shimon and Levi, Arur Apam Ki'az, or Ritzanam Ikru Shor Arur, is it the Shor Arur? Right, and Vikam, famously in the section in Vayelach given to Moshe. And you see the description of all of these in the on the Psukim on the page. Do you read Vikam Hamazer or in Chashochem Otecha Vikam, like they used to read in Eretz Yisrael as a remez to Tchiyat HaMetim? Vatanya, who Yosef Ish Hotzel, who Yosef HaBavli, who Isa ben Yehuda, who Isa ben Guraye, who Isa ben Gamliel, who Isa ben Mahalel, who Yashmo Isa ben Akiva Shmo. So this Isi was also the same as Yosef HaBavli and had a bunch of other names. Why he had all those different names is not our issue right now. So why was he asking about the Pasuk in Malachim, when he said there's only five Psukim that have no Hechreya? The answer is Bidorayta Lekim and Viyika. That he was listing in this piece the five that are in the Torah, but in Nevi'im there's lots of psukim that have unclear syntax and therefore unclear what the meaning is. Go to right to Leiko, there's no others in the Torah. Va'ika, the boy of Chista, Chista asked, Shlachan Arev is a famous sugi in Chagiga, Shlachan Arev in Israel, Vayalu Olot, meaning Kvasim, and Vaizbechuz Vachim Shlamim, meaning Parim. So is the Olot not defined by Parim? Oh, Dilma, Idi Parim, maybe they're all Parim. Right, so it depends how you parse it. Vayalu olot vayizbechuz vachim shlamim parim, or is it vayalu olot vayizbechuz vachim shlamim parim? And so the answer is Rav Chista Masafka Yisben Yehuda Pshitaleya. Rav Chista wasn't sure how to parse that, but Yisben Yehuda didn't know how to parse it. We don't know which way, but he knew how to parse it, and therefore he did not count that among his five that were unclear. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up with the next Mishnah describing the Kohen Gadol coming in with the Torah into the Kodesh Kodeshim, a very powerful moment. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.